Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, it's been a relatively cool week, but this weekend is looking like it's going to get real warm. We've got a little bit of rain over the last 7 days, but it hasn't made much of a difference in water levels. Blackhawk Lake is about 13 inches low, North Twin Lake is still real low, but Storm Lake is just about at crest, and it has been for a couple of weeks. I don't have a lot of fishing to report because we've been busy running gill nets and collecting walleye eggs for most of the past week. That being said, the few anglers that I have talked to have not had much luck on the walleye, which isn't surprising given the weather and the fact that those walleye were spawning pretty hard. Now, we finished up with our broodstock collection efforts at Storm Lake earlier this week, and we absolutely pounded the fish. Now, we really didn't know what to expect this season because the water temperature had really gotten up there back in March. But then it dropped back down, so we didn't know how that would affect the spawn. We made the call to start on April 4th based on the weather and our average start date, which is April 4th. And the first night we started off with a bang and caught over 300 female walleye the first night. We usually don't hit those types of numbers until we're midway through the spawning season. So in just 5 nights, we brought in 1,394 female walleye through the Storm Lake hatchery. We ended up collecting around 450 quarts of eggs, which equates to about 60.75 million eggs. And our fish were big this year. We averaged about 0.75 quarts per fish. Now, we often get asked what the biggest fish we caught was. And we don't measure every single fish, but we do measure a subsample of them, and the largest one we measured this year was 28.3 inches. And so we didn't have any absolute monsters this year, but we had lots and lots of fish in that 23 to 26 inch size range. Now, this year really turned out to be one of the best years we've had across the state. The Rathbun crews only netted for 4 nights. We netted for 5 nights. Clear Lake crews only netted 2 nights, and the Spirit Lake crews only netted 2 nights. So this was the shortest season for all of us. And the bottom line is that we have really stellar walleye populations all across the state. Now, I know a lot of folks are hoping to get out and catch some of those walleye, but I suspect it's going to be a couple of weeks until things really pick up. Those fish expend a lot of energy trying to spawn over the course of a week or two, and they eat very little while they're doing it. Once the spawn winds down, those fish will go deep and spend some time recovering. A nice steady warming trend in a couple of weeks would be real nice to really kickstart that walleye fishing this spring. Now, May and June are historically the best months to catch walleye, but it can be good in April too, so it's worth giving it a shot. Well, for those turkey hunters out there, we're already into the second season, which started on Friday, April 12th. The second season will run for 5 days. The third season will open up next week on April 17th, and that will run for 7 days. So you can get one tag in either the first, second, or third season, and then you can get a second tag for the fourth season. Or you can wait until the fourth season and get two tags. Now, the weather really wasn't all that great for the first season as we had a lot of heavy winds, so hopefully the wind will settle and lay down for the upcoming seasons. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.